Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry, and I have a great love of bluegrass music. Now, bluegrass is different from country music. Bluegrass is Appalachia. Bluegrass tends to be a little more working class. It tends to be a little more left-wingy. It tends to be more commie. It tends to be more, you know, like, blow up the factory. Not blow up the factory, but anyway, bluegrass is an acoustic music all the way, and very, very funky and very, very, you know, very, very traditional. I like it, and I couldn't even describe it if I really tried any better than I just did. But my love of bluegrass music was a concern for the panel, and they told me they thought it would reflect badly on the show's reputation. Frank Gray, by the way, this is the show where he started calling everyone it. Huh? Okay.
Oh, big time.
Very big time. So let's listen, shall we, to this momentous, historic show, I Love Bluegrass and Frank Calls Everyone It, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before we start the program, a program note. Frank Gray, as you know, suffers from a malady whereby he uses the wrong pronoun when referring to men and women, using the opposite, in fact. So in referring to a woman, Frank will say he. In referring to a man or male, Frank will say she. Frank has been working with Dr. William Truesdale, I think, Margaret?
Yes, Dr. Truesdale at Sweet Farm at the neurological lab there. What's your story?
Take it easy, Margaret. Let him say it. Dr. Truesdale and the neurological lab at Sweet Farm, they... I'll do it. What a jackass, Phil.
I'm sorry.
And they have now been able to work with Frank, whereby he now uses the pronoun it.
Yeah, so you'll hear Mr. Gray using it instead of the wrong, like he for a woman and she for a man.
Exactly. Now, what was Frank told he was doing over at Sweet Farm? It was a simple cognitive test that one would take, for instance, at a certain age, and other neurological exams to make sure that Frank is all well and good. What did we tell him about doing it over at Sweet Farm and not at his regular doctor's office? Because it's a sponsor, and maybe, Frank, you could be the spokesperson.
All right, so there's the lowdown, and let's commence the show.
And good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Frank Gray filling in for Phil Hendry. Actually, Phil is going to be the MC tonight at its high school reunion. And so we're very excited to see it doing that. And while Phil is off emceeing the high school reunion and getting ready for the high school reunion, Margaret...
Well, Phil is doing a fair amount of rehearsing.
Right. We decided that we would hold forth for it so it wouldn't miss a show. And, Phil, we wish you all the best. And everybody, welcome to the show. Although, Phil has not left yet, right, Bud?
No, he's Mr. Henry is here. In fact,
I'm here. I can hang out a little bit, Frank, just to, you know, talk with you about what... you guys have got this issue concerning banjo music. Well, let me say this.
It's not banjo, it's bluegrass.
Yeah, whatever the issue is. Hold on, let me say. And we're going to have, and I know you don't like it, but I do want to have on Tom Dovka, because it's a big programming consultant.
Yeah, Tom Dovka does not consult my show.
I'm aware of that, Phil. I think we're all aware of the fact that Tom, but it has consented to come on and talk about your show, and it's one of the biggest programming consultants in America in terms of radio, and I personally wanted to get its opinion.
Right, so Tom Dovka will be talking about something that we're concerned with, Frank.
Yeah, the thing we're concerned about mostly is the perception that you're into this banjo jazz. I don't know.
It's called bluegrass music, and I don't know what the...
the perception, Phil, Frank is going to fill in more, but the perception is, Phil, that you're going to billy up the show. I understand what we mean by billy. A lot of people do.
I know what it means. You think this show's going to sound hick.
Well, wait a minute. I want to explain to a lot of people. Phil has a affinity for the banjo.
Well, bluegrass.
Yeah, bluegrass music. All right, right. I'm sorry. Phil has an affinity for bluegrass. What I call it the banjo, because I think that it's more descriptive, you know.
How is that more descriptive, Frank, if you say banjo?
Because you can say to people, a man has an affinity for the banjo, and they go, yeah, okay, thanks. Because otherwise, they're confused.
Otherwise, you can't just say bluegrass.
You say bluegrass, and you have visions start to begin to frolic through the mind of bluegrass festivals, corn on the cob. Corn on the cob. and everyone's having a real good time, and that's great. But the destructiveness of what the band, see, bluegrass say that, but say, here's what the banjo did to me.
Yeah.
What are you, I hate it when people laugh at me. I don't like it.
Frank, it's all right.
All right. So we do want to talk with Phil Henry tonight about, now here's what happened.
Right, go ahead, General. The General will tell the background, then I'll pick it up from it. It'll hand off to me, right, General?
Yeah, that's right. I'll hand off to you.
Good.
Phil has brought to the program from time to time his love of certain kinds of music, his love of certain kinds of things. One of the things that Phil loves is, right, Phil, bluegrass.
Yes.
Not the banjo, bluegrass.
All right, take it easy.
And you've turned, the pre-show audience has heard a lot of this.
Let me jump in, because I don't want it to think that we don't respect it, okay?
No, I understand you respect me, Frank.
Okay, go ahead.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I forget. I'll pick it up. Let me say. Phil has enjoyed...
No, I've got it, Frank.
Frank, let the General do it.
Great. Fine. God.
When I was going to pick it up and run with it, I had the egg right under my arm, and I saw pay dirt right in front of me. And what did my wife and one of my dear friends do? Stuck a leg out and tripped me, and I slide on my belly one yard short of pay dirt.
No, you didn't. You could have had a touchdown. You could have. It was a touch.
What do you mean it was a touch? All right. Banjo music.
Wait, hold on. Bluegrass music is what Phil enjoys. Now, down through the years, at odd times on the pre-show, not during the regular show, I don't think anybody who's not a subscriber really knows what we're talking about, but Phil has played what you refer to, General, as the banjo.
Right, and it's very important, I think. My name's Frank, by the way. You called me General.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Wow, people like to talk about me battered in three coats of paint.
No, it's understood, Frank. The General misspoke.
You're Miss who?
I misspoke. I'm not Miss anybody.
All right. Why
don't you go ahead, Frank?
Okay, as long as I'm talking about it, it just gave me permission.
All right.
Thank you, Phil. The banjo is something that Phil has enjoyed. So down through the years, Phil has played on its pre-show a number of songs, Del McCrory. Right, Phil?
Yep, Del McCrory.
Del McCrory has played the music of the Dillards, has played the music of Bill Monroe, has played the music of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, has played the Ricky Skaggs, and go on and 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 on, and it never ends, and it just never ends. And
are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. And so, and it's fun. But now, in recent days, it's made noises.
I've brought it to people's attention that I like bluegrass.
That's the thing, and you've been talking about Farm Aid. Oh, man.
Yeah, see?
Well, what's the problem?
The problem, Phil, is you've got a program noted for its relatively sophisticated satire, and also noted for its relatively sophisticated commentary on the issues of the day, and now you're hanging around with farmers. Oh my God!
Yeah, you know, Phil. Oh, it's not that bad.
Not that bad. I was talking to Dovell Lee. You know who it is?
Do I know?
What? Let me ask him. What's it laughing at?
It's nothing, Frank. Go ahead.
I was talking to Dovell. Do you know it?
I know Dovell. Yeah.
All right. Dovell Lee is one of the larger farms in Ventura County, California. Large citrus. Has some grazed land, a lot of dirt. And Dovell was saying that Farm Aid is strictly for the birds. And
well, wait a minute. Dovell is very well healed, has money. There's never been a threat to his family farm. Farm Aid is to help family farms.
I understand, and I have nothing against that, Phil.
Where, if I may, Frank?
Go ahead. General Galen Shaw, it'd like to weigh in right now. What we're saying here, Phil, is that for the image of the program, you talking up Farm Aid and all these guys with banjos, it's a bad look, son. It's a very bad look.
It is, Phil. It's the optics, right? See? You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Henry. It's the optics.
Exactly. And to speak to that, We do have Bobby and Steve Dooley to talk about the optics from Western Estates. Bobby, how are you?
Thank you. I'm very, very good, and I'm grateful for you to have me on your program. We also have Steve.
Hi. Very excited. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about the optics of Phil and Farm Aid.
Well, that's what a lot of us are saying.
By the way, I'm here, Bobby.
Who's that?
It's Phil Hendry.
Oh, hi. How you doing, Phil? Well, we were just going to say, the fact that you are a band, as the general says, as Frank Gray says, and the general, the fact that you've gone banjo does not in any way...
What is this? I've gone banjo.
Hold on a second. Yeah, just wait a minute.
Now, Phil, hold it. Phil, you know I love you. I just want you to, and I say this with great love, just keep your trap shut for 5 seconds and let Ms. Dooley say the things what it wants to say.
Anyway, are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm right here.
The optics of you having gone banjo at a pivotal time in the history of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're making strides, you're making moves, a great subscription base. People from far and wide are enjoying the backstage pass. Right for, isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, a lot of people are, and even I could tell you, this is a big one, Mr. Hendry. The Cunnington sisters canceled their subscription, but they were subscribers for 10 years.
Oh, that's a real big one, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my God.
Phil, we're trying to pay you a compliment.
Hold on, Dooley's. This is Frank Gray. So what I believe Ms. Dooley is saying and what its husband is saying is that people are... Now, the Cunnington... What is up with them?
The Cunnington sisters are...
The Cunnington sisters are two women that I looked through their bathroom window and I got into legal trouble. But since then, they became fans of yours for 10 years, Mr. Hendry, but they most recently canceled their subscription because they said they don't really listen to podcasts anymore other than Jack Rogan. You know,
Joe Rogan.
Okay, other than Joe Rogan. And
okay, that's fine. How about that? Now, look at that. Hendry got thrown over by the Cunningtons, and I don't know who... I wouldn't know the Cunnington sisters if each one fell over top of me in a heap after having a cardiac arrest. Okay? I don't care who it is. If it's Belinda or it's Magdalene. Belinda, I think it's got the hots for me.
Anyway, Frank.
So that's significant.
Yeah, it's significant. So thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah, but I got...
Thanks a lot, Steve. So, Phil, what we're saying, and I think a lot of people are echoing in from around the area, around the general Los Angeles metropolitan area, the fact that you have... Embraced banjo. I am okay with that as long as it doesn't interfere in how the show is perceived. But for you to wrap the legs and the arms around the banjo...
You're wrapping your legs around banjo makes all of us look that much more diminished. I'm Steve Dooley.
And I'm Bobby Dooley.
All right, thank you, Dooleys. Now, that's your thoughts.
My thoughts about what?
It's thoughts about what? You loving it?
Your thoughts, Phil, on what the Dooleys just said. Are the Dooleys still on the line there?
Yes, we are. We're eavesdropping. We thought...
All right. Thank you very much. We don't need... What the thoughts are these? What we need to hear from you, Phil, is what you think of what the Dooleys just said.
What the Dooleys just said about embracing banjo. Is that what I'm...
Yes, Phil, but you can't put these people down, you know, because people don't talk the way you do.
That's a very good point, Phil. Because the Dooleys don't talk good, and you talk gooder.
Gooder?
I forgive me. I meant to say it talks better, and it does, too. Phil, I'd say that, you know, when I think of Phil Hendry, and I think of all that it's done, it's...
Yeah, all right, so...
What the Dooleys were saying... And I think you agree, General, you, Bud, is that when it is doing its show, it's at its best, when it stays away from this kind of ding 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 ding. I don't know how to...
You're talking about bluegrass music.
It's bluegrass.
I understand it's called bluegrass, but I can't... I don't want to dignify it. I don't want to give it a... I don't want to give it a platform here. And dignify it and allow it to have some level of validation and validity
And I don't, you know, so...
So what you're saying is you don't even want to call it bluegrass music because it'll invalidate it.
I'm not trying to put it down.
Well, yes, you are. You're taking a long-standing traditional music. Well, which side are you on?
Hey, right there. Which side are you on, General? Are you on the side of those of us that want Phil to maintain its panache, to maintain its standing in the community, to maintain its brilliant work on radio and podcast, or do you want it to become a laughingstock with its legs, you know...
Its legs wrapped around... Is this what you're saying?
I don't stutter.
You're saying...
So Phil's got his legs wrapped around the banjo. Not the banjo. Banjo.
Oh, here we go again.
No, but you got to say banjo. It's banjo. It's like saying, do you have polio? Yes. Do you have banjo? Yes.
You're right.
Oh, so banjo is the same thing as having some disease.
In a manner of speaking, only because of what it... Sorry about that.
We need to take a break.
Wait, we're not taking any break until Frank Gray, gets it said. When people think of Frank Gray, they think of it as a man who gets it said. They say it speaks its mind. That's me, Frank Gray.
Yay!
Don't be cynical, Margaret.
We're going to be right back, and...
But just remember that Phil is in full free fall to the
banjo.
To banjo, God.
To banjo.
Phil's come down with banjo. And I can, you know, and you can laugh if you want. Oh, it's still here.
Yeah, it's still here.
I've come down with banjo and what? I think you're going to see a rash form. I think you're going to begin to see drip.
Oh, for God's sake, Frank.
Well, I'm sorry. No one told me that I had to be expurgated. Or unedited, and I'm saying that it's going to come down, it's going to have drip before the sun's up tomorrow. And I'm saying it's going to have drip before the sun's up tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Why is that worthy of applause?
I'd like to say something. No, I won't.
No, you don't get... Why is it still here?
Phil, you have to go off to your...
All right, I'm heading off to... Ladies, I just want to say one. I'm heading off to rehearse for our high school reunion tonight. I am very honored to be the MC or the host or whatever the hell they got me doing. Yeah. What? It's working for drinks, right? Is that what you...
That's right.
I'm working for drinks.
Jesus.
There he goes. Good luck, Phil.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, we'll be right back here. Tom Dovka, David G. Hall, a number of people who are familiar with Phil's... what we fear is Phil's degradation and degeneration.
What is to get a grip? Come on, Frank. Get a grip. There you go.
Yeah. Get a grip, Frank. All right. You want me to get a grip? Watch this.
Pull your zipper back up, Frank.
Well, God damn it.
Pull it up and act like a man.
I hate being told.
Come on, Mr. Gray. I'll help you with the zipper.
I don't need help with the... Don't let it come near me.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
This is Wayne Nuxley reminding you that a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show gives you 50,000 plus hours of the radio show going back over 20 years, the digital show going back to 2013, 2012, something like that, all of the character clips, all of the Phil casts, as well as the full-length video casts, as well as our pre-shows. We have radio and TV interviews, television pilots, home movies. Man, you never had us so good.
World famous Phil Henry Show at the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. That's what it is right there. I just remembered. Get a backstage pass, a subscription for a month, for a year. Well, for a month or for a year.
Yes, the greatest value online other than porn. All right, this is Frank Gray. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm filling in for Phil Henry. It's gone to its high school reunion. And it's emceeing.
Yes, Phil is emceeing his high school reunion tonight, so is off in Los Angeles, right?
Well, I think it's Pasadena, right, bud?
Yeah, he's in Pasadena, and it's going to be in Pasadena.
Well, isn't that... Okay, it's in Pasadena, it's going to be... You know, bud, I love you. Every time I look at it, I'm proud of it, you know?
Yes.
I'm very proud of you, bud. The things that it's been able to achieve, it's an amazing thing.
And for people, Frank, I was wondering, this next segment, we need you, we're taping. Could you go outside and get me a Yoo-Hoo? I think there's one.
Okay. Mind if I get one, too?
Go ahead. For those of you just joining us, Frank has been working with a couple of the neurologists at Sweet Farm Neurological Lab and is no longer using the wrong pronouns for men or women. Frank is now using the neutral it for everyone that
he or it sees.
No, that he sees. We don't have a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. Here's him. All right. Here's a yoo-hoo for you. A yoo-hoo for you. Yoo-hoo. Hey, General.
Yes?
Yoo-hoo for you. Isn't that cute?
That's nice, Frank.
All right, folks. Welcome back here at the Phil Henry. I'm Frank Graham filling in. And the topic of discussion tonight is one that is long overdue. If you tuned into any of Phil's pre-shows, then you heard it playing what we call Billy, or a lot of people say it's bluegrass, or just bluegrass. Bluegrass, or utilizing the Doug Danger shorthand. Bud, do you...
Yeah, I call Mr. Danger's called Bluegrass.
Bluegrass? Why are we calling it that?
That's the Doug Danger... What are you talking about? Margaret, it's the Doug Danger shorthand.
All right, so Bluegrass is what Phil's been playing. Why do we even need the shorthand?
I don't think we do, but I enjoy the shorthand so very much. Doug worked very hard, and it came out with this system whereby you don't have to talk so much.
Yeah, that's why he came out with the shorthand.
Oh, I see. So we don't talk so much.
That's why. And all right, so Bluegrass. All right, that's what it is. And they and Doug Dang.
Doug Danger, no, we don't.
All right, okay. I'm sorry, I get so caught up. Doug Danger's name has hung me up for years and years, trying to say that man's name. Its name is, you know, if I just let it happen, let's say Doug to do dude.
Doug Danger, you just said it.
Yeah, Doug Danger. Okay, we're talking about Bluegrass. Right.
I'm going to use the term bluegrass, if you don't mind.
Fine, but I'm going to use the term banjo. Yeah.
All right.
See? So I'm way ahead of you on both counts, Margaret.
Good for you, Frank.
And what has happened on this program is Phil Henry's love of the banjo, or love of banjo.
What is with this banjo? Can't we just say the word?
Look at it yelling at me. Don't let it yell at me.
Frank, don't hit the microphone.
Sorry. General, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't yell at me.
I'm just saying, can't we just use the word banjo?
You say anything you want. You can say Henry has embraced banjo and bluegrass, or you can say Henry's embraced, you know, it's embraced the banjo.
Come on. God, would you get with it, Frank?
Get with it? I got something for you to shake hands with this.
All right.
Jesus Christ, Frank. Sorry, that was wrong of me.
Yeah, zip it up.
Zip your pants up. You know, Frank, if I thought you had any grip on reality, I'd take this vase and break it over your head right now. But because I know you're this close to having your entire brain pouring out of your ears, I'll let it slide.
Oh, come on. It was a bad joke.
You better believe it.
All right, talking about Phil Henry being involved with Bluegrass.
Say bluegrass. Just say it, Frank.
All right, fine. Bluegrass and the embracement of the banjo brings us to Tom Dovka, radio consultant. I know I just had you on a couple weeks ago. Is this bath time for you, Tom?
Yeah, it's unfortunately, or fortunately as the case may be, it's just my bath time. But what I want to say, this is very important to say this, is that Phil Henry is a great talent. And I have tried desperately to work my magic with his program and to try to make it something that he could be proud of and some that he forevermore would be proud of. And David Hall...
David Hall, are you in line too?
David, are you there? I'm right here. And Tom, again, great to talk to you. When Phil, as you call it, Phil's playing this bluegrass, you say he's embraced the banjo by... They told me he's gone banjo. Yes, he's basically gone banjo. That degrades the perception of his show from a show of some, I would say, polished satire at times, not always, but at times, to the level of pig farming, you know? In other words, I've gone from being in a nightclub to walking through pig stuff to get to my car. You see?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, well, that says it all, and it says it very well. That Phil Henry forces its listeners to walk through pig droppings.
Right. There's the pig dropping.
Right. And to get to their car because of the embracement of Banjo or Banjo.
Call it Banjo, for God's sake, Frank.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to walk.
Oh, look, he's walking out.
I don't understand. I was given to understand I'd be talking to Frank Gray. All right, I think we made our essential point.
Well, what is the solution here?
The solution is for Phil to get off of his high horse, come back down to the planet Earth where the real people are, the real people, and begin to acknowledge and to meet the needs of listeners and as fans alike. Take that banjo hillbilly...
The billionic.
Take the... Yes, exactly. Don't be luxuriating in billionics and get back to the normal things.
What is billionics, if you don't mind me asking?
What did he say?
What is I'd like to know the answer to that. What is billionics?
Wait, I'm back. I want the answer to that, too. What's a billionic?
Billionics? Well, Tom, you know. Billionics is the speaking the language of Bill. That is the Bill, or the ultimate Bill. Who lives in a hill, you know?
Talk about hillbill.
Hillbill. Hillbillies are the multitude of hillbilly that is seen everywhere, in every walk of life. Oh, they're crawling all over Facebook these days. But hillbill is that high end of hillbilly where you try to get the people with brains to understand. And so you can say to hillbill, I'm going to play some of your music, but what I want you to do is listen to what I got to say, and maybe I can wean you away from you and your banjo. Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm back. Oh, isn't that nice?
That's right.
Now, what was you... What were you saying, Tom?
What was I saying? He's talking about weaning people off of the hillbill, and...
All right, okay. So the hillbill... Yeah, I know. The hillbill from the Billy... And the billionic.
You know something? I'm getting a headache in this.
Yeah, the billionic, but basically just weaning people away from the bill.
The bill being hillbill.
Right. I know all about hillbill, for crying out loud. I used to hang around with the hillbill.
You mean the plural sense?
Yes. Back when I was working in Pennsylvania for the Hershey Squirt, dancing and prancing about the Hershey Squirts. They went to Worcester, Mass, began to Worcester Squirt. But that's another story.
Yeah, that's another story, all right. So what we are encouraging, Phil, hopefully, if you're listening to us, Phil, as you drive into your gig tonight, you got to lose this stuff, man. You can't be playing banjo music. And
you're talking about bluegrass.
Well, why do you keep insisting we call it bluegrass?
Because that's the art form. That is the genre.
Well, it is the genre, Margaret, but it's not our audience.
How do you know unless you expose people to these things?
Margaret, Phil Henry is not on the air to play Billy music till the sun rises on the eastern seaboard and all the world is awash in glory and fun. Oh, man.
You know, I don't know what you just said, but there's probably a lot of validity to that.
I'm just saying that the hillbilly that Henry brought to these airways by way of all that banjo music must end. Now it simply must not do it anymore. I'm Frank Gray.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, I couldn't have said it better myself. And I don't know, Phil, you're on your way to a high school reunion.
Phil's going to his high school reunion, yeah.
Well, please take in stride the things what we've said. My name is Tom Dovka.
I'm David G. Hall. And for all of us...
What happened to...
Bud's always doing that. You hung up prematurely, Bud.
That was Mr. Henry want me to do.
All right, we heard the essence of what they had to say. Your thoughts? My thoughts have been all... I advised Phil early on when I saw it playing this bluegrass jazz and when I saw it playing this bluegrass stuff, I said, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't do it, Phil.
And he went ahead and did it anyway.
It went ahead and did it anyway. And that day, I watched Phil as it walked to its car, and it waved to me and said, Frank, quit sweating the small stuff. I'll be back Monday with a whole stack of hillbilly music, and I'd like to see a big smile plastered across your otherwise rather jowly face. And I said to it, I said, Phil, you know I love you like a brother, but no one ever talks to Frank Gray that way, and is walking without a pronounced limp, at least a slight limp that eventually does evolve into a pronounced limp. And it said to me, Frank, you've always been good to me, and I've always looked up to you for your legal mind. But I'm coming back with a whole fistful of hillbilly music. I'm coming back with a fistful of bluegrass and hillbilly music, even if it short dicks every single one of you. And I said, boy, I told it, that hurts. It hurts bad.
All right, yeah.
What a vulgarity.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret, I believe in laying it on the line, and you're very familiar with that, I'm sure.
What's he talking about? When Frank says lay it on the line, never mind.
Yeah.
So put your hands back where they belong, not on your fly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So this Frank Gray.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Tom Dofka doing my best.
And we thank you for listening. World famous Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. Its rights are reserved. And then Siempre Incorporated, right, reserved too. What are you looking at?
Well, that's a good question.